Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, OnlyFans, Josh's mom, and renting fat people in Japan. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Yeah, here's a letter, man. Dear Donnie Baker, I'm in a bit of a quandary and didn't know where else to turn. A gentleman recently moved into the house next door. He seems to be a charming fellow, but does have one unfortunate habit. He has taken to trimming the hedge that runs along our mutual properties and does a rather shoddy job of it. I want to relieve him of these duties, but don't want to hurt his feelings. Any suggestion you might have would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Baffled in Boise. But yeah, I got two words for you, man. Candy ass. Or maybe that's just one word with one of them lines in the middle. What do you call that anyways? A hymen? Hey, is candy ass hymenated? I don't know. And I do know this, man. If you do hymenate it, you're an even bigger candy ass than I first thought anyways. Right. And you can't let this jerk walk all over you, man. Because neighbors are like family without the benefit of compatible blood types. So hell, you can't even bum a kidney off this guy anyways. We got no control over who our neighbors are, man. Face it. Same as we got no say in our relatives. But what we do control is how much respect they give us. Man, my mom Phyllis used to hang my bed sheets outside my bedroom window for the whole school bus to see, just cause I was a bedwetter through the 7th grade. But it backfired on her, man. No respect to me. I did the same to her. I just towed the kids on the bus. It was her room, and that's what prostitutes do when they're off duty. Man, in the next 2 years, half the faculty at our school paid a visit to my house. I swear to God they did, man. But I've had bad neighbors before. Like this one guy who always complained about my dog because he kept finding big steaming piles of dog crap in his lawn. But that just proves what a jerk-faced idiot he was, man, because I don't even own a dog. Probably wished you'd have used a double bag now, don't you, Mitchell? Man, what you got to do is get all puffed up and loud, walk around with your shirt off, and tell this hedge got to back off anyways. And you'd better be prepared to back it up. I mean, I'll throw down with anyone. I swear to God I will, man. Anytime, any place. I'm like Tyson. I just got one rule. Don't hit in the face, because that's how I make my living, man. Man, once your neighbor sees you're willing to go all Russell Crowe over something as stupid as some bushes, he won't be over all the time borrowing your stuff anyways. And if he does decide he wants to dance, and I got two more words for you, sucker punch. Man, there's definitely no hymen in that. I swear to God there's not.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show. I swear to God they don't.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Didn't we decide that you,
dare you to say
were that. Going to put on a Speedo?
No, we never decided.
And go on, because you're always talking about OnlyFans.
Yes. Yeah. Women should be making tons of money on there.
You've said all women should be in OnlyFans.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Your mom? Would you like to, if your mom called up, Joshy, hey, no. Joshy, I heard about OnlyFans, and I'm using the, do you call it a radio name? The, I'm going with a Stretchy Boob. And I've got.
That's me.
All right, first off, you sound just like her. I have to commend you. You nailed her voice. Second, if it bought her like a trip to Europe or something, no, Mom, do it.
But third, she doesn't have to do that for extra money. She's rich.
Right. Oh, no, chick. She's married to a man named.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, I apologize. No, I think
you brought it up.
Stretchy boob.
Whole stretchy boob.
I thought we forgot
that. Do you not recognize what we call dignity?
I think you can be a proud OnlyFans creator.
Absolutely.
I think most of them are.
Hang on a second. You know what you do for a living, right? As far as dignity goes?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, DB.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying dignity. I'm saying I know what the score is, and I'm okay with it.
Okay. It's not like you're a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, yes, in his mind he is. He's
Josh,
taking Ace's course, I think. Peace.
Could I make a decree for the Summer of Pals?
Yes.
You never stand between a man or woman and their paycheck. And if that's OnlyFans, that's what they're doing.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's kind of true.
Okay, Christy. Fine.
Christy, what?
You just weighed in. Now, do you want to do an OnlyFans page?
I do not. I don't have time for that.
Oh,
you do.
Don't have time to leave money on the table?
Yeah. Hate cash, do you?
Yeah.
Allergic
right now, I just don't have the time.
Allergic to being wealthy? All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
What are you gonna do?
Don't look at them as your breasts. Look at them as a lake house.
I don't have to show my breasts on OnlyFans.
Well, if you want a lake house, you do.
But if you did, boy, I mean, oh, my gosh.
We're talking really nice deck.
Yes.
Probably a nice Donzi moored down at the...
I got freaked out doing
nice Italian
Cameo,
speedboat.
Let alone OnlyFans. Okay. No,
I'm
way.
Trying to make my point here.
I believe Josh is quite the manager for OnlyFans. Maybe he could you could guide that star.
That's right.
Manage my page?
Yes.
How much 10%. Do you want?
10%? Yes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, 10% of 80%.
Now you say 9%.
And then 9% of the...
10% and the occasional handy.
The way that you did that.
And
your face.
Wow. You know why he does that?
What?
To get you used so you're selling your body for sex.
That's right.
I think if you're uncomfortable
Christy,
with that.
I don't
Christy,
have to sell my body for sex
made
on
my point?
OnlyFans.
Have I made my point now?
No, not really.
Oh, really? So you're still negotiating over there with the...
Not everybody on OnlyFans gets naked.
Yes.
Right, that's right.
So
just the ones
the
that
poor
make the
ones.
You could do, you could sit on balloons. These guys out there have these fetishes, and especially the more specific ones, aren't they? I would imagine they're more willing to pay.
I would think, because it'd be harder to find
exactly.
people to do it.
Right.
So would there be men interested in seeing you sit on balloons and pop them naked?
Maybe, but for whatever reason, yesterday I said, "Hey, if there are enough gay men out there, I'll do it." But I forgot that maybe there are some women who want to take a look at this.
Well, sure, exactly.
Yeah.
Anybody
them?
Respond?
Not a one. But the thing is.
Is that true?
Are you willing to show your ankles? Is that what you were putting up for sale? Or what was your
Oh, I, whatever they want. Whatever you want.
All right.
I have, yeah. And I don't feel like I'm losing any dignity or moral ground at all.
Perhaps a few commercial endorsements.
Oh, I didn't consider that.
Well, we were going to have Josh help us with the sale of our new truck, and then we saw him affixing some kind of pointy object to his rectum to pop balloons.
Oh, okay, you're right.
For some fellow named Dave.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Let's get back to the sporting page, please.
Tom Brady rookie card, kids, has sold for the amount $3.1 million.
This is getting crazy.
At auction.
Man.
According to ESPN, the card, which was sold at
Leland's Midspring Classic Auction.
That's right.
Yeah, there he is. There's Leland
I'm
right
Leland.
There.
Yeah, how you That's doing? My partner, Gary.
Sit down and get your bids ready.
Right now, we return to the news desk with Christy Lee.
Yeah, we've been talking about food all morning. Marilyn Monroe's personal cookbooks are going up for auction. According to TMZ, two cookbooks confirmed to have belonged to the actress, the new Fannie Farmer Boston Cooking School cookbook, and The New Joy of Cooking.
Well, the Boston one, you know, you got to make those omelets for JFK and Bobby.
Sure.
Along with several handwritten notes, the books also include a typed-up diet that shows Monroe had either orange juice or stewed prunes to drink with toast and cereal for breakfast.
I hope she didn't have those prunes the day they shot that one scene.
She didn't bathe
much. She's holding down her dress. Hitting the fan.
She didn't really bathe all that much, right?
She was famous for her poor hygiene, and she did not like to use feminine hygiene products and would just spew all over the bed.
What about when she was up walking around?
I don't know.
Lunch consisted of an egg and either a potato, spaghetti, or noodles with a side of toast and Jell-O.
And a couple Thorazine, from what I understand.
And for dinner...
Say what you want.
Tylenol.
She got a good night's sleep.
The best continental breakfast has always been amphetamines.
She had to have to eat like this and stay the way she looked. For dinner, she had a choice of beef, chicken, lamb, sweetbread, fish, or chicken liver. In addition to two scheduled milk and cracker snacks, the iconic actress would end the night with an 11 p.m. eggnog. Items are estimated to sell for somewhere between $50,000 to $75,000.
Okay.
She's eating like 5,000 calories a day. How did she stay so slim?
Sex.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that'd be good. Or the amphetamines. Or, by the way, she also did desserts.
Oh, she
oh,
did.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
Here we go.
There we go.
My armor hurts already.
Oh, God. Here we go.
This is going to be a mess.
Gentlemen prefer blondies?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, she would often make gazpacho as
really?
Well.
Oh, yeah. Really? Because
the cold soup? Yeah. But...
Some like it.
I didn't know if you wanted help there.
I was fine with you guys.
You were toying with us.
I was going to say. Well, JFK was working on that book, The 7-Year Snatch.
Oh, my gosh. Just went right out there.
I guess we're going right at it.
It's about a thief.
That was our fault for having our minds in the gutter.
Right.
No, Josh, all I was going to say was gazpacho, most like it cold, but in Szechuan. That's all I was doing.
Oh, boy.
Now, wait a minute. Now, so Marilyn Monroe's cookbooks are for sale. And Pat, you have a song?
Yes, it's the third version of Candle in the Wind.
No, okay, boy.
Here we go. Hear that, Norma Jean. Better known as Marilyn Monroe. They found your cookbook. I didn't think you cooked or sewed. I thought you did just film work. Not toss the salad for JFK. Oh. Laid out a spread for Arthur Miller while he wrote his latest play. And it seems to me you lived your life through a camera in a dress. Never in an apron. A flowery mess. And I would have liked to eat your pupusa you prepared. But your oven burned out long ago, like Ace Cosby's underwear.
Lovely. Thank you.
Pupusa.
I'm surprised she would make pupusa.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know she was of Hispanic heritage.
Who knows?
Who knows? You're right.
For the purpose of the
living
song,
in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, thank you very much. Christy Lee, once again, what else you've got over there?
A candidate for office in Mexico is promising free boob jobs for all women if she wins. OnlyFans model Rocio Pino does solemnly swear to foot a round of free boob jobs if she's elected to her dream job in Mexican parliament. Quote, my election promise is to guarantee free breast augmentation for all women, Pino, who's 33, told the Daily Star.
Huh.
Kind of hard to take that seriously.
Yeah, but it'll drive people to her OnlyFans page.
That's right.
I feel like a lot of politicians offer up jobs they can't promise. And what's a boob job you can't promise? You know,
sure.
Same kind of thing.
Okay.
Good point.
All right. Yikes. And in Mexico, no less.
Yeah. Well, what? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I imagine they're probably less likely to be even.
Yeah.
What? I
can't imagine the standards are as high.
Yeah. I
did you say?
I got a Mexican a booby job.
Less likely to be even?
Yeah, that's what he's insisting that.
All right. How awful that sounds.
But I would imagine the standards for a surgical...
Right. They're not Beverly Hills.
Plastic surgery are I don't know, less stringent than those of, say, the AMA.
They must be.
You need some.
Of course they are.
Just,
you might
just
need
guessing.
Some time off. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Between that and the seven-year snatch.
Wait, it gets better. Wait till you hear this story. A new Japanese service is drawing attention for allowing both individuals and companies to rent out what they term, quote-unquote, fat people for 2,000 yen, or about $18 an hour.
Fat people.
Renting people for various purposes isn't anything new in Japan, apparently, Josh. For example, you can rent middle-aged men for company. Wink, wink.
All right.
What's the fat person rental?
Yes.
I can't believe we're doing this story.
I'm so interested in this.
So the fat person rental.
Can I rent and can I also rent myself?
The fat person rental is called Dubakari. The new service allows virtually anyone to rent a fat person by the hour.
For what?
You just ask them questions, watch them jiggle, yeah. Whatever
what's
you
it
want.
Like, what's it like being fat?
Did Japan, here's something.
Can I give your stomach a shove?
Okay.
What?
Like
why? I mean,
the same company has a service in which you can rent a sort of like a boyfriend.
Yeah, to take to weddings and stuff.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm. they've got one where this is complicated. You can rent someone to befriend your cheating partner's lover.
Hmm.
To try to convince them to back off.
Ah.
All right. Weird.
Really weird.
Yeah, this is a very...
Rent a fatty.
Yeah, you can rent a
well, it didn't rent, really rent say it that way.
But
that's what it is.
It says, I mean, the actual verbiage is rent fat people.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
That's horrible.
Well, if the fat people want to be rented...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're putting fat people out of work, not renting them.
Mm-hmm. Fat people need renting, too, Chris. Yes.
But this goes to that argument. Here. Do you remember the thing where they were throwing around...
Dwarfs?
Smaller people.
Yes.
Boy, that was despicable.
Yeah,
but at the same time...
I don't know.
What do you... I mean, what if the person enjoyed it and was making good money?
Enjoys being heaved around like...
But weren't they upset when they did away with it? I thought they were.
That's up to the... Wait, I would never do it. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't be rented, you're saying?
No, I'm saying I could never throw a person for sport.
Wait a minute.
Wait, he's going to... Yeah, here we go. Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
It'd be quite a chore to throw it. Is that what
I go. He's red. He's beat red. He's laughing. Let him
Don't make it easy on him, Josh. Make him as uncomfortable as possible.
No, I'm sorry. I was confused. So you wouldn't be willing to...
Throw a dwarf. No, I would not.
Yes, I would not either.
Are you willing to be thrown?
Yeah. If it's fun. Now, is this where you...
I'm
they would need to get the catapult from Northern Exposure that launched the piano
I'm still merely the student. I'm looking to the teacher to see what he's going to
I think
say.
He's going for like a we're going to need a bigger target kind of thing. I think that's what he's going
for. Is that
for
it?
No, that's not it. Excuse me. I didn't mean to be rude. I was...
We're fine. Sorry.
I'm not participating in this conversation. Okay.
Now, here's something else you can do. This is, I'm not kidding, this is the same place. You can rent mourners for funerals.
Yeah, we've had that story before.
Boy, oh boy.
Can I see that number? I'm going to need that.
It's approximately $50 per person. If they cry profusely, it's $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to need.
Okay.
A lot of crying.
That is sad.
I like the idea of renting a jerk. You know what? Well, if you want to tell off your boss, but you really can't, you just rent a jerk to come in and do it anonymously.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be cool? Rent a jerk? I'd be a jerk. Would you be a jerk?
Would you be a jerk for someone?
I need a price point.
Well, honestly, you'd do it without being rented.
You could go to somebody else's.
Shut the hell up!
Case in point.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.